This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Exactly.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hobnob saying hello to some old friends. And, man, I'll tell you, Mike, the weather hopefully is going to continue to be nice out here. I think tomorrow maybe a small chance of rain, but nothing major, guys, as we get ready for the Dirty Birds rally here at Atlantic Station.
Hey, according to our Dukes and Bell super
What's it say?
Raptor double Doppler. I just made that up. It's going to be sunny, partly cloudy.
Okay.
Sunny conditions, slightly breezy. The wind freshening here at Atlantic Station. But no, we should be okay, man. Partly sunny skies.
All right. And by the way, if you're coming down here again, there has been some changes. And Mike and I were talking about this over the years. If you know, maybe you come down here every now and then, but as far as like the parking and some lots
right. That
are closed, I think they got some kind of event going on behind
right. The
Atlantic Station. So just know you got to maneuver a little bit, but they still have plenty of parking down here.
But I mean, from the volleyball and the tennis over the years, and now they added more units, more apartments, more stuff, a new Japanese steakhouse right over here. I mean, it's a lot of cool things are happening.
Yeah.
So just love the vibe. I do miss Midtown. I miss the Beltline. I miss going to Atlantic Grill or Hobnob. We got some buddies that work down there, too.
For sure.
And then going to the theater, because I love the big, gigantic theater. You know, it's a good vibe over here, man. Always a lot of fun.
It is.
Especially when you're in a theater in Atlantic Station. Don't be going down that alley where people are screaming. I'm sorry, Day-Day. It happens at Atlantic Station.
That's a nice thing.
Look out behind you.
The Regal over there is nice, though. That's a nice spot. We went over there. Remember when Aquaman came out? I don't know if you guys
right. Remember
this. And I think I told you about it, Mike. It was like 4D.
Yes.
The seats shake.
Yes.
And like you're immersed in the entire movie. And
right.
We went to that Regal because Michelle's like, oh, I got a great spot. We're going to go see Aquaman because she loves Jason Momoa. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And so we went. But it was a cool experience, but it was almost too overwhelming because the entire movie is around you. Every time he dove in the water, the seat would shake.
Now, would somebody splash a bucket on you? Yeah.
So well, there was wind.
Remember Kentucky Fried Movie? It's a totally immersive experience.
there was wind. It was a weird situation. But
right. And
speaking of that, by the way, this is completely off of what we're getting to. But did you see what's at the Sphere now? They are doing Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Have you seen this? So they redid it digitally. And, Mike, it is insane. I think I sent something out. Maybe it was on Insta somewhere. But it is insane, like, how they redid this. So now you are in the tornado in Wizard of Oz.
Wow. Oren.
It's crazy.
Oren, what is the urban legend? Or maybe it's true. I like Pink Floyd. I don't love them. But can't you sync up Dark Side of the Moon with the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, there's a point where it plays and it goes all the way through, but it syncs up. Yeah, there's a point
really?
You have to start it, though.
Yeah.
There how is a high part. Do you have to be to realize that?
You know where I learned that from? Mitch Evans. Unbelievable, the things we get at Arizona State.
Get
really good stuff from Mexico.
I had
no
idea.
And we play Dark Side and watch Wizard of Oz.
I think you had to be. Day-Day, you would have had to bring some of that stuff back from Colorado to just sit. I think this matches up at some point.
But I would think for some people. Now, I bet you somebody goes in there and has the Pink Floyd on their iPad, on their iTunes,
yeah,
and does it.
That's wild.
And trips the light fantastic.
Probably, because it is legal out there. Hey, man, we're talking about the Falcons. We got a big college football weekend as well. You know the Dogs are playing, and we had a great conversation with Barbara Dooley. We'll let you hear some of that coming up as well. And our buddy Mike Griffith, who stopped by from Dog Nation, talking about the concerns. Look, after week one, you just want to feel good about your team, and I think most Dog fans do. But he said, look, this offense still has some questions to be answered. And he said, you should get through this week, but next week is when you should start to concern yourself with how good can this offense be when you're talking about one of the best fronts in the SEC against Tennessee.
Right. I mean, this is just a look, with all due respect to Marshall, we know the circumstance. I heard Rusty Mansell talking about it this week. That's a team which is not even remotely in the same league as Georgia. And the fact that, you know, short yardage, as I thought it was a great point from who was it yesterday from Dog Nation?
Mike Griffith.
Thanks, man. He joined us and said, you're not going for those short yardage situations on the road at Neyland. You know, on the you're just not going to do that.
Punt.
On the wrong side of the 50. Yeah.
Punt.
So it's just that's your offensive. This is why when you and I were spending all summer long and you asked me, what's my major concern for Georgia? Is this offensive line going to hold up? I think defense always finds a way at Georgia, but this offensive line, because otherwise you're right back where you were last year.
Hey, man, we'll talk more about the Dogs coming up, but the Dogs tomorrow, and again, you know, however you want to state it, it's Austin Peay.
We're going to beat Austin, then we're going to whip Peay.
Yeah.
We're going to be elite.
And then, Mike, we haven't really talked about Georgia Tech after their big win on the road, but they host Gardner-Webb at 3:30. I just expect Brent Key's team to not have a letdown.
Right.
You went, turned it over early last week, were able to overcome some adversity, and you found a way to get it done. Now come back home. And get another
but
one.
Now you may have read some of these reports, and again, I can't speak to the veracity of it, but it made it out on the internet that Haynes King's got a shoulder injury. And he doesn't throw the ball well, and he's not going to be able to throw the ball well for the rest of this season.
Look.
If that's true, then, well, you're not as dynamic, but you're not going to be able to beat every team with your feet. Somebody's going to make you throw.
Your quarterback can't
run. And I don't know
run.
If that's true or not, but that's what you've seen. Guys, Georgia Tech fans have seen the same things I've seen.
A quarterback can't run. Your quarterback can't run. Haynes King, I don't care who it is, 19 times a game. He ran for 19 times for 150 yards. Guys, it's a winning formula because he's capable of it. It's not a sustainable formula for the rest of the season.
No, and you have to throw the football to beat Clemson.
You are.
I mean, that's a given. You know, and some other, you know, teams that you got on your schedule. By the way, our super Velociraptor radar is not accurate. It is sprinkling right now.
That's what I told you. It's not coming down, but that's what I said. I mean, I hope the rain stays away.
I believe the term is it's moist right now.
Oh, I hate that word. And we need to get to fourth and one. Actually, I don't hate the word. I just hate the way you say it. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl? Give me a team that you think is going to be in the Super Bowl. Game one is down last night. Tonight we get Chiefs.
Well, I was high on the Eagles last night, and that defensive line, their new-look defense has got some tightening up to do, regardless of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even with Jalen Carter, there's some things which I think some of the elite teams in the NFC are going to be able to.
Mike Bell says the Eagles won't get there.
Well, I mean, everybody's ready to write off the Chiefs. I want to see what the Chiefs – I mean, are you as dynamic without having one of your better wide receivers out there? They're going to probably grind some games out the first quarter of the season, too. All right, you want a team?
Yes.
I'll go out there and say this is the freaking year that Buffalo finally puts it together.
Okay.
How's that?
All right, fair enough.
So I'll put Buffalo in there and column A.
Okay, look, they've had a crazy journey. They are ready, I believe, to your point, to get there. I am going to go the Ravens. First of all, I was going to say Ravens. I think the AFC is loaded. When you talk about at the end of the year and any of these teams that could advance, again, it could come down to injuries, right? We just don't know how that's going to look.
Lamar Jackson's got to be easy. I mean, look, for those championship games, you've got to play perfect. I mean, he's almost got to play perfect. He didn't play perfect. Everybody knows about Mark Andrews' drops, but he also turned the ball over twice in that game. But nobody goes back and looks at that. So, you know me. I love Lamar Jackson, but he's got to play a perfect game for them to get to the Super Bowl.
I just feel like and here's what's crazy. And I heard a soundbite from the Bills quarterback and Josh Allen saying, like, Lamar is just different, man. And he was like, he's already a Hall of Famer, which he is. I mean, you're a two-time MVP already. But to Mike's point, your legacy is still connected to what you do in the playoffs. But we're just giving you teams. You can hit us up, Mike Bell, ATL. Put them up, C-Dukes. What team are you projecting right now to get there, okay? Based on what we know right now. As we talk about what's going on around the NFL, here are a couple of injury updates. Brooke Pryor, she covers the Steelers. She asked Cameron Hayward about his availability this season. If he doesn't play Sunday and if a deal isn't reached, he says, I don't want to have to think about that. I'd rather think cooler heads prevail and we move forward. But if it gets to that, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Then Cam Hayward was listed today as a full participant in practice, and you go, okay, he had no game designation, which means, guys, the Steelers are not saying whether he's going to play or not, but he did practice. So, Mike, it just feels like he's going to trust the organization to be right and do the right thing by him. And I think Mike Tomlin believes he's going to play on Sunday. That's a big storyline, guys. Again, they take on the Jets.
Right.
We also found out Malik Nabers, who missed practice today with back tightness, has a no-game status as well. But he is expected to play Sunday against Washington. That's the Giants and Commanders.
Right.
And as far as we talk about other injuries, real quick, we mentioned Matthew Stafford. I think this is something we'll be watching all season long because it could come back to affect the Falcons. He is a go for Sunday. His back has been the issue, but the Rams are saying he's good to go.
I know that, you know, they've got Garoppolo, but I just, it's hard to imagine them trusting Garoppolo. He's only making, like, by NFL salary comparison, peanuts on the dollar. So
did
I don't.
They go with Stetson Bennett?
I wonder, because he got all the reps in the preseason. You know, we think he can do the job, but that's, I don't know. I still think that could be an out for us with Kirk Cousins. Again, unforeseen injuries to somebody else, that's always a possibility. Could be in any conference. Would you trade Kirk Cousins in the division?
Do you think it comes back to hurt you?
I just,
do you?
Probably he's going to be around for at least 2 years.
Okay. I think if you, at this point, if it's still viable, and we don't even know if it is, maybe everybody's selling Falcons.
Yeah, we're just spitballing.
Yeah,
right.
You guys are, you crazy. Nobody's trading for him. But if it's still viable, Mike, I think if you can move him and save the money and do all the things we talked about and somebody wants to pick up that deal, you do it. And
right.
If it's in the division, okay, so it's 2 years. Here's what I would tell you. Don't you believe your quarterback in the long run is going to be better? Don't
right.
you think we're going to be in a better position if you traded him? Let's just say it's to the Saints, because
right.
that's what I've heard too. Would you guys trade him to the Saints? I don't give a damn. I don't
right.
care. I am not so caught up in where he ends up, more about what kind of impact he's going to have. And right now, if you traded Kirk Cousins to the Saints, Mike, he doesn't turn him into a playoff team.
Right. I just think that, you know, you go back and you look at the teams which have plugged in a new quarterback only a couple of times. You know, you think about the Giants with Hostetler. You think about when Kaepernick came in for Alex Smith with the 49ers to go all the way there. They lost to the Ravens in that Super Bowl. You know, Bob Greasy with Earl Morrill. Not very often, that's the backup. But trading for a guy to come in and be the guy, it's almost unprecedented for the guy to come in and be that dude.
By the way, Brian Duncan hits me up. He says, put him up, C. Duke. Start the Wizard of Oz out after the third roar of the MGM Lion. It totally syncs up.
There you go, with Dark Side of the Moon with Pink Floyd.
That's crazy.
I told you guys, and you don't even have to be on pharmaceuticals or mushrooms, but it doesn't hurt.
And it doesn't hurt. Hey, man, let me
please,
hear,
Mitch Evans.
Let
so
me hear Lamar talk about being picked by the experts. A lot of people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
We got to win our games. Can't go to the Super Bowl without making it to the playoffs, you know? So we got to focus on Buffalo right now. We can't peak too soon. Can't peak. It's extremely early to be thinking about a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
But that's the ultimate goal, because you've done everything but it. You know, you guys are you got a year or two of a window. I mean, look, they've always had one of the organizations that always finds talent, maintains talent, keeps the cap number working. People are already talking about a contract extension for Lamar. Weren't we just down this road? It seems like
we were.
But that's why you've got to grab the brass ring at some point. Buffalo, the same conversation you have for Buffalo apply to Baltimore. And just after you talked about Mike Tomlin talking about Hayward, the latest report that the Pro Football Talk has saying that Hayward might not play without his new deal.
That's why they gave him a no-game designation.
Yeah. So that word literally just dropped. Cam Hayward doesn't commit to playing Sunday without a new contract.
Well, again.
Opposite of T.J.
Watt. Well, it's funny because, again, I read that quote from Brooke, who said she asked him, and this was a direct quote, when he said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Maybe they crossed that bridge. maybe at 3:15 on Friday they've crossed that
guess
bridge.
Guess they paid that toll. They're on the other side of the bridge now. But it's one of those weird stories where a guy that age, and, like, you know, we all respect him, but to me you're barking up the wrong tree. But they need him. You know,
they do need him.
There is some leverage there because you need him on the other side. You mentioned early in the show Christian McCaffrey. How many guys like me with the 10th pick in the draft, do you take Christian McCaffrey or don't you? He's got an injury report designation, calf issue.
No.
Limited in practice Thursday.
Oh, well, Mike, you know what's going to happen, right? Brock Purdy's going to lift that team up and put him on on his shoulders. Brock Purdy is the man. They paid him, Mike.
I don't believe in the 49ers. I think that's a team that goes the other way
Look,
this year.
Purdy's a fraud. I'm sorry. I know many of you like him. It's a great story. Without McCaffrey, it's a different deal.
And now you already cut Debo loose. You're a different team. But McCaffrey now, injury designation, and fantasy football owners, I stayed away. I took Derrick Henry, less points, but safer bet.
By the way, taking care of their guys, Buccaneers, and their starting corner, Zion McCollum, have reached an agreement today. 3 years, $48 million extension. That includes $35 million in guarantees. His agent is Drew Rosenhaus. McCollum is now under contract with the Bucs through 2028.
Hey, speaking of contracts, can I do a tease?
Yeah, man.
I got a question for you about the Falcons. I'm a little surprised a certain contract wasn't done, Carl, by today. Next on Dukes and Bell, live from Hobnob for the Dirty Birds Rally at Atlantic Station.
Moist. 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 Moist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Place for the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I live at Hobnob right here at Atlantic Station as we see the crews preparing the stage and all the things to get ready for tonight's festivity.
Oh, you had
Dirty
that
Bird Rally.
Sorry to cut you off. You had the billion-dollar margarita.
How I'm sipping it. You see that because it's $1 billion.
How was that sandwich you had, man?
No, man, look, it's delicious.
What was the sandwich, though?
Oh, that sandwich was unbelievable. Where's the menu? Because you know what it was? It was a short rib. What's it called? Short rib. Yeah. He says it's called the Royale.
The Royale.
The sandwich.
It came with au jus.
Oh, it was unbelievable. She had me at au jus. She said that. I said,
I dated a girl named au jus down at FAMU back in
really?
The day. Yeah, it was real sweet. Part Haitian.
She's crazy. I want to keep this glass. I don't know if that comes with the price tag of this. As I tweeted out, don't ask how much it costs. But I got to give credit, man. This is delicious. They have a variety.
The finest glassware at Hobnob. Only the best for Mr. Deuce.
They have a great
list of cocktails. You drink this thing? I mean, every ounce, you're really savoring, I see.
Hell yeah. I am sipping this. I am not going to gulp it down. I'm enjoying it.
And it's funny because we talked about this last week. Becky got me that margarita machine. Man, we're putting that thing into high use.
One margarita.
Two margaritas.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, man. Good time, fun time. But it's a blast to have. Problem with that is we'll probably need the industrial size. You can only make about five of them at a time. And they go quick. Everybody wants more.
No doubt. So you find yourself in the kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah, blending.
But it is a tasty beverage.
Hey, man, you mentioned this before the break. Coming up, by the way, we will talk to Steve Kuhnen today a little bit later on. And this crazy story about the Clippers and Steve Ballmer, we'll see what Steve can say as a current CEO.
What is Mark Cuban saying about this? Because, you know, Pablo Torre stands by his story. Pablo Torre went in-depth and showed you the whole link of, here's how I found the documents, here's this guy, here, and you can see.
It's an invasion of privacy.
It's clearly Kawhi Leonard. Hell, the company's called KW2. You know what I mean? So it's, and Pablo Torre's like, his number is the number two.
Yeah, well,
on the LLC, which is getting the $28 million off the books from some tree company.
According to public records, all this stuff is accessible. You just got to know what you're looking for.
Right.
And that's part of this. But we'll talk to Steve about that and also about the dogs and all the things that are going on this weekend. And we get ready for the Falcons. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But you were talking about something that you are curious about.
Yeah, I was just of the opinion, if this was a previous regime, for better or for worse, and I felt like when Thomas Dimitroff had somebody with a contract coming up, generally it's somebody he traded up for, and you're never going to not pay a guy you've already moved assets to get, validate the trade.
Right.
Julio was obviously a guy you were going to keep. Desmond Trufant, you and I argued about that with the listeners for months back in going into the 2016 season. I didn't want him to get the contract extension. Now we're talking about a guy who deserves a contract extension. We saw Mike Garrett get that with the Jets. What about Drake London? Are you surprised? Here we are about less than 48 hours from the kickoff to the season, and Drake London does not have a contract.
No, Garrett Wilson was the guy.
I said Mike Wilson, Garrett Wilson.
And that's the comparison we've been talking about,
right,
from a numbers standpoint.
Same draft class.
Look, they picked up his fifth-year option. He's currently under contract. I don't know if the Falcons are in any rush to do this. And that's not saying he's not important. I just feel like, Mike, you've done right by him by saying, we believe in you, we're going to pick your fifth year up, and let's get through this season. I think he becomes a priority when we get to the offseason, because now you don't want any distractions, right? When you start talking about contracts, and if it got out that Drake and the Falcons were talking about a deal.
And he may get a deal midseason. They may give him an extension in the next few weeks.
But I also think, like, the thing is the thing. The thing right now is the season. That's why it's Cam Hayward's a prime example. They want to get this done.
And he's back. Well, he's a squeaky wheel right now. You don't want that going into your first game.
No, before we get into the season. So make the main thing the main thing. The main thing is, what are we going to do right now in this season? Drake London is deserving with what he's done, and he did it with lesser quarterbacks. What is he going to do with Michael Penix? Mike, if he puts up astonishing numbers, and I mean more than 1,200 yards, I mean more than 9 touchdowns, which is what he did last year, Drake London is going to become one of the highest-paid wide receivers in the league. I don't think they're in any rush to do that at this particular junction. I think they wanted to figure out this offseason, one, we got to find some youth and some guys that can get after the passer. We got to help improve some areas on this defensive back, in the back area of our defense. And Drake is a dude. How old is Drake? 23, 24 maybe? Mike, they got to take care of him. But I just don't know if it's
I'm just saying, with Garrett Wilson getting his deal, same draft class, we talked about his numbers. He would have been a three-year, he would have had, honestly, 1,000 yards, 3 years of that.
Yeah.
If he didn't have two bums throwing him the football. So I would say at age 24, Day-Day just said, I just assumed that, you know, he's – first off, one of the most reliable. Him and Bijan are arguably
– that's your offense.
And maybe throw in Lindstrom and Jake. They're the most reliable guys on the team. And A.J. Terrell, to a lesser extent, maybe doesn't give you the picks, but you know what you're getting every single day. Just, I mean, it's not a federal case, guys. I'm just a little surprised he didn't get that. I thought we'd be talking about it at camp.
Yeah. Look, I think as we get into next season – and we're so far – I mean, we start Sunday. But as we talk about the future of this organization – we get back to the Braves. Now, some people will argue that the Braves paid all of these guys before they should have. But what happened with Alex Anthopoulos is you've got your core. And we're going to have ours with Penix and Drake and Bijan, right? Your guy, and hopefully Pitts is a part of this too. We'll see. But he's going to be part of that main thing next year when we say, did he do enough to deserve a contract? But it is interesting because you're right. Thomas Dimitroff believed in you. He was going to pay you before time.
Right.
And that hasn't really happened.
From Sam Baker all the way through to Julio and beyond, and to Trufant. Unfortunately, Trufant got injured halfway through the season, and unfortunately, we all know what happened in the Super Bowl. The Patriots kind of exploited some of the other dudes. Was it Jalen Collins?
That's right. Yeah, the kid. Yeah. And once he got hurt, he was kind of never the same.
Right.
Hey, man, we are broadcasting live from Hop Knob, as we said. Dirty Birds rally going on here at Atlantic Station a little bit later on, around 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will talk more about Georgia and Austin Peay. And Barbara Dooley saying Georgia needs to consider letting families in at cheaper prices, which got a lot of people revved up yesterday. But, Mike, as we talk about the defense setting the tone, gets back to last night's game. And I know most football fans, it doesn't matter if you're a Cowboy Eagles fan, everybody's watching. It's the start of the NFL season.
Right.
You're watching.
Numbers were bananas,
oh,
right?
Yeah, if you're a casual fan.
Boys to Men, ABC, BBD. Did you see Boys to Men?
They did.
Singing the anthem? That was kind of tight.
It was awesome. But Falcons defense setting the tone early is important. And last night, you know, you thought that was going to be the situation with the Eagles. Cowboys come out, they run the football effectively. And I'm using this as an example to say, Mike, like Sunday, that has to be a part of it, right? I mean, in games one,
right?
You know, and two, and I'm going to give you some interesting numbers here on Baker in a second, but the Bucs scored on their first four possessions. So my point is the Bucs got the ball, and they immediately, we're going back to last year, came down, punched it in, came down, punched it in. I think we got to get off the field. If they get the ball or we defer, we got to get off the field. And I think the defense has to set the tone early. We can't allow the Bucs, Mike, to have an 80-yard drive to start the game and then punch it in.
Right. But again, I mean, we've seen it. Look at UNC. UNC looked like they were world beaters against TCU. It's not how you start the game. It's how you finish. How do we take some of those body blows? Bucs are going to score some touchdowns in this game. No one debates that. You know, Mike Evans is one of the best wide receivers of his generation. We heard from Rick Stroud. I've been hearing all camp about Igbuka's a weapon you got to watch out for. We got Drake. I wish Mooney was 100%. I hate the fact Mooney's a game-time decision. Nothing against Casey Washington or Ray Ray. Just Mooney's better. They're good. Mooney's better. But this is a game, and let's hope you and I can have all every conversation we have about Pitts is nothing but positive. And Kyle Pitts has a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't that be something? Kyle Pitts is – we get the halfway point. Kyle Pitts is already getting like six touchdowns. Right? And
great.
You know, I mean, this is where Zach Robinson has got to – and I know we've debated how much do you put on Pitts' shoulders, how much is the quarterback, you know, how much is it the want to of the injuries. But he's got to be. You said it last year. You said it. It was your big preseason proclamation, and we will make our prediction on over under for wins today too, as well.
Yes,
because it's go time on Friday.
No, it is. I just, you know, I'm sitting back, and I just feel like the new attitude has him in a better place, and that's all I can hope for.
And his quarterback has his back. His quarterback is his biggest fan.
We were talking about Baker and the defense setting the tone. Mike's right. They're going to score points. I just don't want him to, like, punch us in the face and all of a sudden it feels like we have no answers. Last year, Baker had two great games against us, and it's lost because we won both games.
Right.
But I want to tell you guys, six touchdowns in both games overall, 330 total yards between both games. You talk about him doing the job, like he put them in position. But, Mike, Baker played really well against us.
The ball comes out in under 3 seconds. He's really effective. When it's over 3 seconds, that's when he forces it. And that was the number, the metric that they had in the Tampa Bay Times this morning. So you talked about it the other day, how quick the ball came out, right, in both games.
Yes.
And, again, he kind of lures the defense, kind of creeps up, and that's when you got to worry about, you know, Igbuka or Evans over the top. So this – and our young safeties, guys, don't forget, you're going to have Billy Bowman in that nickel and dime package, and we're going to see Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. These guys are all about getting their hands on interceptions and – certainly, hopefully Jesse Bates will be the calming old OG back there to make sure these guys are where they're supposed to be.
Jesse, I need a turnover.
Now, Jesse.
I need the ball, Jesse.
Jesse, I told you, man, that game in Tampa, we had two big turnovers. Jesse with the strip. I mean, he punched that ball out just inches before the running back would have been down. And then A.J. Terrell with that interception on the goal line.
Oh. Hell, we just got news, Mike. Roof will be closed on Sunday.
It's going to be 83 and freaking sunny. Put the Buccaneers in the sun. They're used to it. Come on. Why do we spend $250 million for a roof that's never open?
Moist.
Hey, man. The fans will be moist in the 100 section.
Yeah, that word just came down.
And by the way, nobody's in that section anyway. They're all drinking $30 cocktails four deep behind the visitor's bench.
Look, I didn't know if it would or wouldn't be open. I just assumed season opener, maybe it'll be open.
Why don't they open? Oh, this aggravates me.
Coming up.
Oh, I was in a good mood.
I'm still in a good mood. This billion-dollar margarita's got a brother right.
You going to finish that thing?
No, I'm going to sip on it till 6. Day-Day's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
From noon to two, join Allie Mack at Kia in Lithia Springs, guys. It's Kavlan, Kia, I believe it is. As we get ready for Sunday's big game, one lucky fan, by the way, is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. 50-inch 4K smart TV, that's cool, with the rolling stand. You can take that anywhere.
Giddy up.
And other prizes. So make sure you make your way out there again. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. Kia in Lithia Springs with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, we are talking about all the games coming up. We're going to give you our official picks as well a little bit later on. Mike did take the
I took the Cowboys. No, thanks, Jalen Carter.
No, you took the Eagles, didn't you?
I'm sorry, I took the Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
I said Cowboys.
Yeah.
I should have taken the Cowboys. After I gave you all that information yesterday on how the underdog was about 20 games over 500, especially in division rivals. Division rivals, the number was crazy since 2014. So didn't take my own advice. Just thought the Eagles were going to just whoop up on the Cowboys, and Jalen Carter goes and
you guys didn't want me to give it to him.
Well, look, I told you.
Weird
things happen in these you know first week games. They just do. Either way, so we'll give you our official picks. Mike has two to pick. It can be college, pro, over under, spread, whatever it is. We'll get all that coming up next hour. And also, Steve Coonan is set to join us. But right now, Day Day, man, what is going on, man? Hobnob's treating us right today, by the way.
Yeah, they are, man. Shouts out to that grilled salmon Caesar salad that I
say it like Squidbilly. Salmon.
All right, real quick, though, I want to give a shout-out to all the high school football teams in action tonight, as well as all the student-athletes, softball, volleyball, cross-country. But tonight, I will be at Social Circle. They're hosting Whitfield Academy, so you can catch our live reports on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw.
Coach.
And Coach Chris Parker tonight. After us, right here on 92.9 The Game. So
I love the job they do, by the way.
Yeah, they do a great job, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. So.
And again, tell them more over-unders, more spreads, more
stop
point
that,
spreads.
Stop that. These are
that's
kids.
Not a part of it.
Lucy, Mike Bell, you have some splaining to do.
Uh-oh. Our Mike Bell?
Our Mike Bell.
Lay it on me.
Let's hear it, though.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black, who I, you know, my notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game, he announces the parade on his radio show week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving the car.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's a very cool gig to get.
Yes,
I
it
am.
Is. And did we talk about Mike Bell? I don't remember if we talked about Mike
How
Bell.
Am I
think we talked about
car?
Mike Bell. Memory's a little fuzzy. Were they here last year?
I don't know.
Anyway. I was in Tallahassee. What the hell is that from?
So I don't know if you remember, but Big O was texting us, and we didn't get a response for you, and rightfully so, because you were in Tallahassee.
Yeah, and we had no Wi-Fi.
You were in the parade.
So what, is that Saturday?
I don't know what day.
Lord, was that, what day was I supposed to be doing this?
Well, Big O, you can
morning.
Jump in with
yeah. So I'm sitting at home. I go out for a second to come back, and my wife and my son are watching the parade. And Brittany goes, yeah, Mike Bell was driving one of the cars. And I go, our Mike Bell?
What was it for, O? What was it for?
The Dragon Con parade. And I go, wait. Oh, that's cool. Wait, no, Mike's in Tallahassee right now, probably right. Like three or four beers in or driving to Tallahassee. There's right. No way he's driving a car. She's like, well, the announcer
were you
said
in the parade?
Mike Bell was
oh,
in the parade.
I was in Tallahassee.
You weren't in the parade.
I was on 27. What
time
was the parade?
He announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving a car.
So maybe that's where they got the Kroger caricature for the Barbara Dooley show. Somebody looks like Bobby Valentine was driving
so
the Men in Black car.
I took a hilarious screenshot, gentlemen, of the gentleman who they thought was driving the car. I just texted it.
Okay.
Right. I don't
know. Who is it?
I have no idea who that
Does
is.
Does it look even remotely like me?
It could be Mike Bell. It could
that
be.
That announcer was pretty adamant it was you, Mike.
Pretty sure it was Mike Bell. All
right, and by the way, we met the guys that do the Men in Black thing every year. Remember a couple years ago?
Yes, we did.
We met them either at Hooters or Twin Peaks. And they came out, and we had a blast, and they were trying to get us to be involved
in it.
They
do a brilliant
They wanted us to be one of the men in black.
He announces the parade on his radio show the week before Dragon. He's driving the car.
Now he's driving the car.
Right, first off, what is this broadcast of the Dragon Con?
I think it was on CBS.
It was CBS. So, yeah, CBS, they do a live broadcast of the parade.
At the parade.
As much as I appreciate that, I want to distance myself from these comments. I was not driving the Men in Black vehicle. I was driving a Corvette down 27. I was in Bainbridge, Georgia by the time the parade kicked off.
I want proof. You were at the parade. He says your name clearly.
My wife was like, Mike Bell was at Dragon Con. And I went, no.
It looks more like former Bengals coach and Browns coach Hugh Jackson.
Oh, so you had to mask yourself. You didn't want anybody to know you were driving.
Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game. He announces the parade on his radio show the week before Dragon. He's driving the car.
Now he's driving the car.
I had no. I mean, look, people are claiming this. I know a couple years ago at Steve said at Red Door, there was a guy walking around trying to buy drinks, telling girls he was Mike Bell. This is about 12 years ago, and I'm like, no. And then Steve told the bartender, that is not Mike. Wow. And Steve goes, to be honest, Mike, he was a lot thinner than you. I go, yeah, that's not me. But now, so now people are claiming to be me in parades.
And driving cars.
Orn. So who passes? Somebody in the Men in Black passes
Dude,
information.
Dude, you got to prove that's not you in that car.
Does that look like me driving
Dude, I don't know
car?
Who that is. That dude has a mask on.
It's a shadowy figure.
That's exactly right. You probably did that purposely.
I'm just saying, Mike, was that like you know, you kind of get off the parade route, then hop in the Corvette, then go to Tallahassee?
Hey, man.
No, is granted, that what you could have taken away there?
I've got a great tan. I am darker than most people of both colors, but that's not me driving the car,
oh,
man.
That's funny. I had no idea.
Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game. He announces the parade on his radio show the week before.
I announced the parade? What do you mean I announced the parade?
You were going to be in it.
I announced the parade. I was stuck in traffic by the hotel, and a couple of stormtroopers walked by.
Shout out to the producers, man. They have copious notes about you, Mike Bell, too. They know everything.
That sounds pretty accurate to me. That sounds pretty accurate.
I was in Tallahassee by 11:30.
I want proof.
I could show you digital timestamps. I was in Tallahassee at 11:30.
It does explain why he did not respond to the text.
It's true.
When Big O asked.
I'll be honest with you. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're at Atlantic Station. Dayday brought this up, and I'll be honest with you. When you texted that to us, I had no idea what the hell you were talking about. You said, is Mike in the parade? And I was like, no, Mike's in my head. I'm like, Mike's in Tallahassee. I did not know this was actually going on, so I didn't respond to you because I was like, no, he must have saw something different. Now it makes total sense.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black. My notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for some reason.
You've been in the parade for years.
Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game. He announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon. He's driving a car.
Somebody from Men in Black, we need to find out who put this information on an index card to say that I was driving that car.
Mike, hilarious. I think you need to be in the parade next year.
Well, yes, and actually drive the car in a suit and not be a guy in a hoodie who looks like the Unabomber.
So I have the names of the announcers, too, Mike, if you want to reach out to them. That was Brian Richardson, who was doing the play-by-play of Mike in the Car. And his co-host was Jay Watson. So, Brian Richardson and Jay Watson, if you guys want to confirm what you know or you don't know, please let us know.
We got to get them on the show.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I can prove the timestamp. I can show you the speeding ticket I got from the state trooper.
Well, then you neuralized him, Mike Bell, and then he forgot all about it, too.
Yeah. I just think whoever this guy was driving, and Eddie, I'll let you go after this, was hiding his identity.
Yeah.
If we were to send this picture out to our audience, you guys would be like, who the hell is that? I can't tell who that guy is.
Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Remember when the Men in Black wanted us to be in the parade? They wanted us so bad, they've apparently faked that we're in the parade.
No, they asked us about it because they wanted to help get more
drunk. That's a good thing. I'm like, you have to be in it next year because otherwise
I'm going to be driving the car.
They're going to keep saying over and over again, Mike Bell is here with us.
Let me tell you what happened. When these guys asked us to do it a few years ago, Mike said, I'm not dressing up, okay?
Yes.
That's what Mike said. And then ironically, the guy that's in the car is hiding his identity. There's something going on here.
There's something going on.
Unbelievable.
All right, guys, let's get to our picks. But, yeah, thought that was funny. So, shout out to my my anonymous tipper who sent me the information on that. All right, so as it stands in the standings, Mike Bell, well, now you're 2-2 because you did take.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jalen Carter.
You are 2-2. So you have two more picks.
Yep.
I'm 2-1, Oren 1-2, and Carl 0-3.
Why we got to talk about this early in the season, man? I mean, we just started.
We can talk about Men in Black again, Carl, if you want to. Yeah.
Now you're the phoenix rising from the ashes.
So, Mike Bell, we'll start with you since you've already got one in the books. What are going to be your next
I like
two?
The Falcons plus two, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
What?
I ain't going to do it.
No?
No. I mean, how many – my God, we could do 5 hours and how many bad beats I've had from the Falcons.
I know, but look, come on. They're going to be all right Sunday.
I'm going to touch it. I'm going to see what I got and see. I'm going to see what I need to see here from this Elijah Wilkinson. I'm not sure I'm on the right side of the line.
Oh, so now you're scared.
Nervous. In the you know, I'm always nervous. Somebody hit me up on the Falcons. You're nervous? I'm always nervous when it comes to the Falcons. Not touching it. SMU minus 2.5 over Baylor. SMU returning the lion's share of their team that almost won the ACC championship and did make it to the playoffs. SMU over Baylor minus 2.5. And war of the words, Gundy versus Dan Lanning. I'm a man. I'm 50. We looked it up, 54 or 55. Either way, Oregon is loaded. Yes, new quarterback, some new positions at key positions, Carl. But these guys have been there. In the case of Oklahoma State, they flipped the roster, much like a number of teams, including Syracuse or what you saw with Marshall. That's almost 50 new faces for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I think Oregon's going to boat race them. And Outson, that's a big number. I'm going to take it, minus 28.5.
Wow. All right. Wow. All right.
That's good stuff.
All right. Big O, if you'd like to, you can go next.
Yeah, I'm staying away from college because college didn't do me well last week. So I'm doing all pro games here. give me a rookie quarterback versus a good defense. Denver is an 8.5-point favorite versus the Titans. Give me the Titans in that one. Give me the underdog here. I think Carolina plus 3.5 versus Jacksonville. Give me that one. And I think it's going to be a score fest in that closed dome downtown there. Give me the Falcons and Bucks. 46.5. That's the over. I want that. 46.5.
Yeah, I like that. I like that bet, man.
I do too. That's a good bet, O. What do you got, Day-Day? Give us your picks.
All right, so I got I'm actually going to go opposite of Mr. Mike Bell. I like Baylor as a 2.5
even
underdog.
After that beat down last week?
They weren't beat down, and their quarterback threw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. Right. Now, they got torched in the run game by
Auburn. Yeah,
Auburn
smoked them.
But, listen, that's the one thing they got to tighten up.
Over,
they can tighten that up.
Over is definitely the play in that SMU Baylor game, just like we talked about earlier. Yes,
yeah.
I
so
like
give me
a Riverside me, huh? Okay, Cowboy.
Yeah, give me Baylor. I also like Illinois. They're a 3-point favorite. And then I'm with O, but or on this one, I'm opposite of O. I want the Broncos as the 8-point favorite.
Who's Illinois playing?
Duke. Illinois is playing Duke.
Right.
I got the Broncos at 6.5. What are you talking about, 8?
I
saw it at
8.
If you want to give it to me at 6, I'll take it at 6 then, too.
Hold on. Let's
six,
go to
let's go to Mike's side here. Mike's site's the best site for these lines. We found that
let's
out
Let's go
yesterday.
To Vegas Insider and
oh,
find out.
Oh, here we go again.
You know, you can find out what's happening real time on
go
the strip.
Go to Antigua.
There's like 8 sites he's looking at.
And Bermuda.
No, I'm looking at
Bermuda,
one number, Carl.
Bahama.
It gives me the complete breakdown of all the games.
Because if it's 8, then I feel really
Broncos
good.
Broncos are now 8.5.
Oh, wow. My God. I feel really good about what I did then.
Yeah, Broncos right. are 8.5.
So that's where I'm at. All right,
8.5 at MGM, 8.5 at
By the way, David, I said I'm taking the Broncos minus the 8.5. I do want
all
the
right,
Broncos.
You're taking
with
the Broncos. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to be honest. That Titans a bad team. We beat the crap
oh,
out of those
no,
guys.
No, they are. Well, not only
preseason
that.
Game don't matter, kids. What we saw at practice, they're a bad team.
It's not
they
only that,
fight.
Mike. The Broncos' defense is loaded, and now you're playing a rookie quarterback. He's right. about to get exposed here in the first game.
Should I start Calvin Ridley? I picked him up.
He might be your last hope.
You following by Sertain all day. I wouldn't do that, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch Ichnay Otave that way.
Michigan, Oklahoma.
You going to take Michigan?
7:30 ABC. No, I'm taking the over. It's 44.5. Okay.
I like that. I like that.
Give me the over on those teams. Again, Michigan's ranked 15th in the country. OU is 16. No, they're 18th in the country. I like the over. That's my college game for this week. And there are a lot of good games, but to O's point, like, because the favorites are so heavily favored,
right?
You just don't know if they're going to run up the scores as it looks like some of these teams might. All right, look into Sunday, guys. It's simple. Joe Burrow's got a point to prove. 5.5 against the Browns. What is Joe Flacco, and what are the Browns? I'm going Bengals in the 1 o'clock window to cover the 5.5. I think Burrow and Chase and company, they're going to score points. And I think they win. They're not getting off to another slow start. That is what I'm guaranteeing to you. And then you talked about the Broncos game, but I'm going to tell you something. Sleep on the Steelers if you want to.
Ooh.
Jets over the Steelers. They cover the 2.5. It's a field goal game. I like what the Steelers have from an offensive personnel standpoint, and I think they're underrated. Wait, we'll see what happens Sunday. But Justin Fields, do they allow him to play? I think it's going to be an intriguing game. And Aaron Rodgers, by the way, has looked great. And I'm not saying that because I've seen him. Everybody that's seen him that I've talked to says he looks
okay,
great.
Okay, I was just going to bring
you're
up.
You're taking the Steelers.
I'm taking
every
the Steelers.
Every video I see, they take the worst video they can find of Aaron Rodgers at Steeler practice, and he literally looks like Walter Matthau in Grumpy Old Men.
Well, I don't know about
around.
His mobility. I'm concerned, too, about that. But his arm is still Aaron Rodgers' arm. And so I'm going to take the Steelers and the Jets game. That's a 1 o'clock game as well on Sunday.
All right, there it is. That's what we got.
Hey,
picks
man.
Are in, guys.
Real quick, a couple guys hitting us up on the text line. What about Georgia, Georgia Tech? Only a few books. FanDuel is offering at Georgia Tech is minus 37.5.
It's a lot.
Against Gardner-Webb. And you know my thing with UGA. Kirby now goes to 0-13-1 with numbers over 38 as a favorite. Georgia is a 48.5 on FanDuel over Austin and his buddy Pete.
I think you were driving that car. Hey, coming up, Dogger Points on the way.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black, who I, you know, my notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game, he announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving the car.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's a very cool gig to get.
Yes, it is. And did we talk about Mike Bell? I don't remember if we talked about Mike Bell. I think we talked about Mike Bell. Memory's a little fuzzy. Were they here last year?
I don't know.
Jeez. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.